That's where the bulk of the land deals are happening. About 70% of all land grabs are happening in Africa. And they're happening in a couple key states. Ethiopia, Tanzania, Mozambique, Zambia. These are some pretty targeted areas. So in a lot of these countries, they have communally held lands. But the land isn't actually communally held. It's in the Constitution, it's held by the government. It's just that for the past couple of centuries, the government has allowed people to live on the land and do what they wish with the land because nobody wanted the land anyways. As I mentioned, before 2007, investors were not looking at land. Land has always been viewed as a commodity that you simply just stay away from. There's too many problems involved with it, you know what I mean? You literally have to have people patrolling it if you want to maintain it. You have to deal with all of the issues of kicking people off the land because lands are communally held in most developing countries. But in 2006 to 2008, that's when the huge surge in land grabs happened. And you had private investors and foreign governments coming and knocking on the doors of these governments in Africa and saying, hey, we'd like to buy your land. And the governments are literally leasing these lands, I kid you not, for a penny a hectare. It is unbelievable. And the governments have every incentive of doing this because they don't really care what happens to the peasants living on these lands. So right now in Ethiopia in particular, 1.5 million people are recorded, it could be more, this is what they've recorded, have been forcefully kicked off their land. What that involves, it usually involves a military-backed junta showing up on your land, unbeknownst to you. They immediately burn down your village, often rape and beat the women, and forcefully evict you off the land. And they do this because they want to make sure that you don't come back. So they burn your village and they burn your food-producing fields. These people are then forcefully relocated into internally displaced persons camps. Now you would think that the Ethiopian government would have some concern over this because they have to fit the bill for these people being in IDP camps. But that's not the case because Ethiopia is one of the largest receivers of food aid in the world. So it's actually our tax dollars all over the industrialized world that are paying for these people to be maintained in these IDP camps.